Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All alone as I strayed by the banks of the river, watching the moonbeams as evening drew nigh. All alone as I rambled, I spied a fair damsel, weeping and wailing with many a sigh. She was weeping for one who is now lying lowly, mourning for one whom no mortal can save. For the dark flowing waters go swiftly above him, as onward they speed over young Jimmy's grave. Jimmy, she cried, won't you come to me, darling, and give me sweet kisses like you oftentimes gave, and unfold me once more in your loving strong arms. Jimmy, she cried, won't you come from the grave. Slowly he rose from the depths of the water, a vision of glory as bright as the sun. A circle of crimson around him had gathered, and to fondly embrace him she quickly did run. Why did you call me from the depths of the water back to this cold world of strife and of pain, if not for your pleas and my arms to enfold you in the depths of the water I ever. Struggle I had in the water, nothing on earth for my troubles to hide, but thinking on you, love, I conquered them bravely, in hope that someday, love, you would be my bride. Then up to the heavens he seemed for to go, leaving this poor girl alone by the shore. Leaving this poor girl so abject and lonely, an earthly abode to weep evermore. Throwing herself on the ground, she cried sadly, and these were her heartfelt cries that she gave. Oh, since I've lost you, my own Jimmy Whalen, I will weep here and mourn by the side of your grave.
Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not I, said the referee. Don't point your finger at me. I could have stopped it in the eighth and maybe kept him from his fate, but the crowd would have booed, I'm sure, at not getting their money's worth. It's too bad that he had to go, but there was pressure on me too, you know. It wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not us, said the angry crowd, whose screams filled the arena loud. It's too bad he died that night, but we'd just like to see a fight. We didn't mean for him to meet his death. We just meant to see some sweat. There ain't nothing wrong in that. It wasn't us that made him fall. No, you can't blame us at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, said his manager, puffing on a big cigar. It's hard to say, it's hard to tell. I always thought that he was well. It's too bad for his wife and kids he's dead, but if he was sick, he should have said, it wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? reply and what's the reason for? Not me, says the gambling man with his ticket stub still in his hand. My, wasn't me that knocked him down. My hands never touched him, none. I didn't commit no ugly sin. Anyway, I put money on him to win. It wasn't me that made him fall. No, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, says the boxing writer, pounding print in his old typewriter, saying boxing ain't to blame, there's just as much danger in a football game, saying fist fighting is here to stay, it's just the old American way. It wasn't me that made him fall, no, you can't blame me at all. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for? Not me, says the man whose fists laid him low in a cloud of mist, who came here from Cuba's door where boxing ain't allowed no more. I hit him, yes, it's true, but that's what I'm paid to do. Don't say murder, don't say kill, it was destiny, it was God's will. Who killed Davy Moore? Why and what's the reason for?
We just heard Bob Dylan with Who Killed Davy Moore. That recording was made on Halloween 1964 at Philharmonic Hall in New York City. Dylan wrote the song in March of 1963 after the boxer Davy Moore was knocked down during a fight with Sugar Ramos and died of inoperable brain damage 4 days later. The song follows a similar structure to the English nursery rhyme Who Killed Cock Robin? Before that, we heard Dean Gitter with Lost Jimmy Whalen. He was an American musician, record producer, and entrepreneur, and that's from his 1957 album, Ghost Ballads. Gitter released his second album in 2014, the longest ever gap between two consecutive studio albums. The song is possibly based on the death of James Phelan, a lumberman who drowned trying to break a logjam in Ontario around 1878. That version is a compilation of stanzas collected in Newfoundland and Michigan. And before that, we heard Gordon Lightfoot with Ghosts of Cape Horn. Here's one from Hugh Campbell, a musician, songwriter, and carpenter from Maryland who's been recording music since the 1990s. He's a member of the Campbell family, to which well-known Appalachian musicians Alex Campbell and Ola Bell Reed also belonged. This one, Footprints Left Below, is from his first album, Way Too Serious.
Is this song about someone that you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this song is actually about an old man that came to the store all the time. He's actually a friend of my father's, and he was the gravedigger. He was still digging graves by hand in the 60s. I mean, they by then had a backhoe had sort of come in, and they were using it periodically, but he still dug graves by hand. And up until the early 60s, he was the main source of grave digging. He was an old guy, and that's just what he did. That's how he earned his money. And every day he would come to the store for lunch. He had a path worn from his house to the store across a couple of ball fields and around some grass, and sat in the same spot every day. Everybody knew that was his spot. Chewed tobacco, wore bib overhauls and a blue shirt all the time. No education, no teeth. He would gum that sandwich, man. I used to sit there as a six-year-old and just think to myself, how is this happening? There are no teeth in there. And he'd say, what are you looking at, boy? You've seen this before. Tom Moore. Called Footprints Left Below, and it actually made a little money for me down in Austin. Now old Tom Moore was the gravedigger in the town where I was born. He used to sit on the front porch of my daddy's general store. Thomas worked at the cemetery for 40 some odd years. He must have dug 10,000 graves with manic spade and tears. Thomas said, I say a prayer for each grave that I do. I keep the bottom a level and the four walls straight and true. And there's something good about it when there's footprints left below. Makes a man feel like someone is with him when he goes. Ah, but who's gonna dig his grave when time more passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? And who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's back home will take his job that day. Now old Thomas chewed tobacco and it ran all down his chin. He said, I'm 82 years old and I'm the best I've ever been. And he walked to town each day at noon and take lunch at the store. He took from life what he put in it and asked for nothing more. Ah, but who's gonna dig his grave when time more passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? Who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Now old Thomas died a few years back. He went on to better things. Every time I think of him, his simple words still ring. He said, I say a prayer, boy, for each grave that I do. I keep the bottom a level and the four walls straight and true. And there's something good about it when there's footprints left below. Makes a man feel like someone is with him when he goes. Ah, but who's gonna dig his grave when time more passes on? And who's gonna cut the edges straight and throw out every stone? And who's gonna leave their footprints down deep where he will lay? Mr. Percy's backhoe will take his job that day. Mr. Percy's backhoe took his job that day.
Known them.
We just heard Bruce Coburn with King Kong Goes to Tallahassee. Coburn's a singer-songwriter and guitarist from Ottawa who's been playing professionally for over 40 years. That's a live performance from a fundraising concert for the parish of St. Stephen's in the Fields in Kensington Market, Toronto, in 2005. He included the song on his album Speechless from the same year. Before that, we heard Mama's Broke with How It Ends. They're a duo from Nova Scotia who've been playing together for over a decade. That one comes from their 2022 album, Narrow Line. And before that, we heard Hugh Campbell with Footprints Left Below. Here's one from Ollie Gilbert. She was a folk singer from the Ozarks, and the folk song collector Max Hunter recorded her singing over 300 folk songs. This one, The Dying Boy, is a field recording made by Hunter in Mountain View, Arkansas in 1969.
On a summer eve as the sun was setting and the wind blew soft and dry, a young man lay on his bed with fever and the tear stood in his eye. Oh, mother dear, come here and listen while I talk a while with you. I have something that's past the torture that I must confess to you. I'm dying, mother, I'm surely dying, and hell it is my doom. Hold my hand and press it tighter, for my heart is filled with gloom. The other night as I left the meet, God's spirit bid me stay. I said not now, but next week only I will go and dance with Blue. Mother dear, tell all my coming not to do as I have done. When God called, do not reject him or put him off in time. Then he took his mother's hand and he raised it high while a tear stood in his eye. Oh, mother dear, don't grieve for me, but it is so hard to die. Then he asked his mother as he grew weaker if she would kneel and pray. My eyes are dim and it's getting darker and I cannot see my way. Then she knelt down beside his bed and her voice was trembling so. She prayed, oh God, bless my boy, please bless and save his soul.
Shine down through the tree. Lord Moonlight Lassa. Shot out the tree. Can't see me. I'm dying, love. Lord, and I don't know what to do. I looked down and poor Kitty Mayfair. Walked down to the graveyard. Looked down at poor Kitty Mayfair. Lord, I wish it was so. Woman, I can call you out your grave and take your place.
Robert Pete Williams with Graveyard Blues. He was a Louisiana blues musician born in 1914. He played at small community events after buying a guitar and played in the lumber yards where he worked between the 30s and 50s. In 1956, he was discovered in Louisiana State Penitentiary by two ethnomusicologists who recorded him playing songs about prison life. The ethnomusicologists, Harry Oster and Richard Allen, pressured the parole board into issuing a pardon for Williams, and in December of 1958, he was released into servitude parole, where he had to work 80 hours of labor a week with only room and board for compensation. That song was recorded in Louisiana in 1972. Before that, we heard the Wiregrass Sacred Harp Singers with The Dying Boy. They were an African-American sacred harp group from Alabama. Sacred harp is a type of traditional sacred choral music that originated in New England and uses shape notes, a kind of musical notation that was designed to more easily facilitate congregational singing. That song was composed by H.S. Reese in 1859. We heard another version of the song before that, performed by Ollie Gilbert of Arkansas. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from Gordon Bock, a folklorist and musician from Maine who's released almost 40 albums since the mid-1960s. This one, A Most Unpleasant Way, Sir, is from his 1983 album, A Rogue's Gallery of Songs for 12-string. The song is by English musician, songwriter, drystone wall builder, mountaineer, and railway fireman Dave Goulder.
It was in the falling summer rain I found myself one day, sir. And I met a young man with a bird in his hand, and this to me did say, sir. This bird you see has been with me since the 23rd of May, sir. And all the time the rain came down in a most unpleasant way, sir. Looked at the bird in the young man's hand, and the bird looked back at me, sir. His sees a vulture plane from the hills of Spain, I could so clearly see, sir. I said, I fear it's waiting here for you to pass away, sir. And all the time the rain came down in a most unpleasant way, sir. Well, the young man shook his head and cried, whatever shall I do, sir? I swear it's only right and fair that I give this bird to you, sir. I answered no and turned to go. Something made me stay, sir. And the bird was sitting on my arm in a most unpleasant way, sir. So here I've stood upon this spot, for many is the night and day, sir. For who could tend my feathered friend till you came by this way, sir? And now the bird to you transferred, I can no longer stay, sir. For it hurts to see you look at me in that most unpleasant way, sir.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Jesse Lawrence coming to you from Barking Dog on 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thanks for tuning in.
It was a dark and stormy night. Not a star was in sight, in a graveyard by a church way up on the hill. Well, a ghost come out to play, that I thought I heard one say, I've got you, I'll keep you, I always will.
Now I've got you where I want you, I'm gonna keep you where I've got you. For you, the one that shot my great-grandpa. Now I told you I would get you. Now if I saw you, now I've got you. For you, the one that stole my great-grandma.
Now on that very same night, that old tomcat started a fight. And this is the way it all did sound to me. Now you know I couldn't stand there. I didn't like them cats, you should know that. And I didn't like them ghosts either, so I looked down to my feet and I said, Pete, now come on and do your duty and carry me home. When that old ghost looked up to me and said,
I've got you where I want you. I'm gonna keep you where I've got you. For you, the one that shot my great-grandpa.
Thank you.
George with Ghost Dance. They were Velma S. Truitt and Harry George, banjo and guitar players from California, who developed their own distinctive tunings and playing styles. They recorded that one for Columbia Records in 1927. Before that, we heard the Prairie Ramblers with The Ghost in the Graveyard. They were a country band from Kentucky that first began performing in 1932. That recording was made in 1938 for Brunswick Records. And before that, we heard Gordon Bach with A Most Unpleasant Way, Sir. We'll hear one now from Beverly Glenn Copeland. He's a musician who started as a folk singer in the 1960s, incorporating elements of jazz, classical, and blues music into his songs. He was also a writer on Sesame Street and a regular actor on the children's show Mr. Dress-Up. This one, untitled Make the Answer Yes, is from his self-titled album from 1970.
I have sailed the deep rivers, paid for passage round through the springs and the summers, and with snow going down through the aching and the breaking, and the waters keep tumbling on. Will you find me where you left me? Can you bring my mind back? Now it's gone. Through the loveless and the light.
the streets up and down. From your
great.
We just heard Jack Owens with Leavin' Blues. He was a blues musician from Bentonia, Mississippi. He never really aimed to become a professional recording artist and instead farmed and ran a juke joint for much of his life, before being recorded during the folk and blues revival of the 1960s, when the musicologist David Evans learned about him from other blues musicians from his region. That recording was made in 1981. Before that, we heard Dave Van Ronk with Zen Cone's Gonna Rise Again. That song is about McDougal Street in Greenwich Village, New York City, the hub of the East Coast American folk scene in the 1960s, and it was influenced by the work of 15th century French poet François Villon, who often wrote in Parisian thieves' slang. Van Ronk writes, "On McDougal Street, when we were talking among ourselves, we used a kind of hipster carny slang that most of the people in our audience would not have understood, which was one of the reasons we did it, and I tried to use this language to capture the feel of what was going down at that point." He included the song on his 1966 album, No Dirty Names. Before that, we heard Beverly Glenn Copeland with Untitled, Make the Answer Yes. We'll hear one now from Slow Spirit from Winnipeg. This is a live acoustic recording of their song Italo Calvino, which they included on their 2020 album, Nowhere No One Knows Where to Find You.
With me, I feel feel cold arms around me, ice lips upon my cheek. I feel cold arms around me, ice lips upon my cheek. And though I hear her whisper, and I can hear her plainly speak, the graveyard is so lonely, tiresome I hear her moan. And the ghost is all so lonesome, please don't leave me alone. I'm going to the graveyard and stay the whole night through. I'm going to the graveyard and stay the whole night through. Yeah, my dead lover calling me, and these lonesome ghosts blue.
That was Lonnie Johnson with Lonesome Ghost Blues. He was an American blues and jazz singer born into a family of Louisiana musicians in 1899. He was a pioneer of jazz guitar and jazz violin, and he's recognized as the first to play an amplified violin and as one of the originators of the single-string guitar solos that are so popular in contemporary rock, blues, and jazz. That recording is from 1927. Before that, we heard Slow Spirit with Italo Calvino. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. You can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Blue Sky at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Ferris and Jason Romero from Horsefly, British Columbia. This one, The Dose, is from their 2022 album, Tell 'Em You Are Gold. Take care. Thank you.
the pumpkin tide. I saw thousands of pumpkins last night come floating in on the tide, bumping up against the rocks and rolling up on the beaches. It must be Halloween in the sea.
Located on the first floor of Portage Place Shopping Center, Studio 393 is a come-as-you-are drop-in studio space for people aged 13 to 29, run by Graffiti Art Programming. The program curriculum is shaped by participants focusing on music production, recording, DJing, creative writing, and podcasting. In addition to a highly qualified staff of practicing artists, Studio 393 also receives local, national, and international guest artists and professionals to facilitate workshops and mentor aspiring and emerging artists. We also offer personal and professional development opportunities. Studio 393 is now open 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. For more information, please contact info@graffitigallery.ca or go to www.graffitigallery.ca.